army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. He said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. Left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hand brought the wood to life. He whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine. Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes. Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key. I let Daddy have the window seat. At night he'd often pace and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheek. Mama got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said. Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Don't you live was never meant for me. True love was never meant for me. It seems somehow we never can agree. She heard that dad.
kiss me like we just met, and all she knew about me is what I've said to her here in the bathtub this evening. Chocolate for two. I need more time off with you to turn you on. I wanna wake up without the alarm. A thousand eyes on me constantly, but I just want you. I just want to. I need more time off with you to turn you on. She kissed me like we just met by the winds and the stars. We danced at the northern and slept on the beach, open ranges. We choose not to come. I need more time off with you to turn you on. Eyes on me constantly, but I just want you, and I just want to. I need more time off with you to turn you on. I didn't sleep a single wink, and I caught you real early. I promised you it's not your fault, and I tried. It feels like there's fire on my heels wherever I go. I wake up in the morning, laying sleeping next to you. I asked you if I snored, you laughed, and I knew. This isn't how I plan to feel when I'm supposed to go. I need more time off with you to turn you on. And I and there's
far ahead on a summer day. Disarray, beautiful, beautiful disarray. Disarray, beautiful, beautiful disarray.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh, you have no excuse not to listen.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care.
I look so proud. I'm moving this
Bye. sort of differently. Maybe I'm nothing but a shadow on the wall. Maybe love's a tooth and teeth and we catch at night. Maybe sanctuary is an electric light.
LA bus doors open. I just come back from Minneapolis, where I just beat Vern Gagne and Dick the Bruiser down there. They know it. You could bring on Haystack Balloon, Eric Bloom. I don't care who you bring here, Dada. Rainbow, Strongbow, they're all going under the thunder of Manitoba.
Yeah. A major night of news involving the alleged sale of presidential pardons, sexual harassment, anti-Semitic remarks, all sorts of allegations against Rudy Giuliani. Donald Trump is implicated in these allegations, and we'll get to that sort of subsequently. But let's start with where this all began, which is a lawsuit. The lawsuit has been filed by Noelle Dunphy. We are naming her despite her status as the alleged victim because she has gone public. This is not a situation where there is a Jane Doe who's looking to remain anonymous, at least publicly. Daily Beast article explains, harassment suit against Rudy Giuliani full of graphic allegations. A New York woman says the ex-mayor sexually harassed her while she was working for him, claims that he previously denied. When you look at the article, you learn about the 70-page complaint filed in New York Supreme Court. This goes back to January, where Noelle Dunphy filed a summons, says she was hired by Rudy in 2019 for so-called business development work, that he did not pay her as promised, and subsequently fired her in 2021. The summons also alleges that Rudy Giuliani made anti-Semitic and racist remarks during, quote, confused and hostile alcohol-laced tirades and demanded sexual favors. The lawsuit was filed Monday. Remember, the first step was the summons in January. We now have a lawsuit. The lawsuit includes extraordinary detail, much of it probably inappropriate for this show. It includes allegations of forced oral sex and intercourse, details of Rudy's sexual preferences, which is gag-worthy, the revelation that Dunphy recorded some of the interactions. There are tapes. Lordy, there are tapes. And the lawsuit seeks $10 million in damages. A statement was put out by Rudy. It says Giuliani vehemently and completely denies the allegations, plans to thoroughly defend himself, that it is harassment and attempted extortion. I don't know that we need to go through all of these elements, but they relate to demands from Rudy that Dunphy work naked or in American flag laden short shorts that he purchased for her. These are like hyper specific allegations. I mentioned the forced oral sex. Rudy talking about fantasies related to the television show Billions, that Rudy was constantly taking Viagra and would sometimes, dear God, point his erect penis and say work couldn't be done until that was dealt with. Video conferences would include requests or demands for disrobing. There were text messages where these are included. It's much tougher when there are recordings and text messages to write this all off as made up. Requests to shower together. It's all outrageous. And then one of the big elements of this, which we're going to discuss on its own because it is so outrageous, Dunphy, this is now from the article, Dunphy claims Giuliani told her he was able to, quote, break the law because he has, quote, immunity, and asked if she knew anyone who needs a pardon because he was selling them for $2 million. He told Ms. Dunphy that she could refer individuals seeking pardons to him so long as they did not go through the normal channels of the Office of the Pardon Attorney, because then they'd be subject to disclosure. And this goes on and on and on. 2020's plan. In February 2019, the complaint notes, Giuliani told Dunphy about Trump's plan if he were to lose. Specifically, Giuliani said to Dunphy, Trump would claim there was voter fraud and say he won. This was discussed at several meetings with Giuliani and Lev Parnas. This is absolutely stunning stuff. Absolutely stunning stuff. There's another article which we won't go through in detail. It's from Business Insider. Rudy hit with bombshell rape lawsuit.